Sairam children, welcome to this week's episode of Children's Hour.
Sairam children, and it is the first Thursday of another new month. A special month, as we know, some of you are already into your vacations.
Oh yes, the past few days in Prashantiralayam has been so full of energy. The schools closed for the year and parents from all parts of the country were here to take their children back home.
And so, there were children all around the place and nothing could be more beautiful than that.
And all these children will head to their homes and have a lot of fun for the next 2 months before coming back to the school.
Isn't it interesting, Ganesh, that we all must be somewhere at some time, either at the hostel or at their homes, or maybe they will go to their friends' houses. I mean, you always have an address at which you are.
Yes, of course. When you are in the hostel and your parents want to send you something, they will have to send it to your address. And if you are at home and the school wishes some letter or your exam results to you, they send it to your home address.
What is God's address then? Of course, we know that a lot of people send letters to Prashantiralayam and feel that they have sent their letters to Swami. But what exactly is God's address? I don't think it is some temple, church or ashram or anything like that.
I remember hearing from someone that Swami too has an address, and that is each one of our hearts. That is why we call Swami Hridayavasi.
Oh yes, I do remember Swami saying that. So truly speaking, Swami lives in each one of our hearts. And another interesting thing I remember Ganesh, Swami telling, Swami also has a phone.
Oh wow, and how do we contact him, Prem?
Swami would say that God also has a phone and the phone number is Om. When we sit silently and chant Om, you can have a direct contact with God, who is in your heart.
Yes, yes, yes. How wonderful is that? And I'm sure, children, you would like to check that out. So, when you have some time for yourself, it is best if it is in the early morning, when it is calm and silent. Just try chanting Om sincerely. Who knows? Swami might just pick your call.
And another important thing to remember, Swami says, if you call and I don't respond, don't give up. I might just be checking how sincerely you wish to talk to me. Keep calling. One day I will surely respond.
But children, when we say Swami lives in your heart, you must also remember that He lives in the hearts of all others too.
And that means you must speak lovingly and kindly to each person you meet. But what about those who are too rude or unpleasant, you may ask?
You can just imagine that Swami is playing hide and seek with all of us when it comes to such people. Swami is trying to hide behind what appears like an unpleasant personality.
And we must tell Swami, Swami, I know you are there in that person's heart too. How much ever you may hide, I will not get fooled.
So children, never ever forget that Swami is always, always living in all our hearts.
Sai Baba, you are alive in our hearts. You are there to give us comfort when we come to you in prayer. Make us worthy of your guidance, your grace, your blessings and your truth. You will always be our refuge when we give our all to you. Shri Sa Satya Sai Baba, we sing your name up high. Shri Satya Sai Baba, you live always in our
a nice song. So very beautiful and soulfully rendered.
Yes.
But Ganesh, I still have a doubt.
Oh, what is it, Prem?
How can Swami live in our heart? Isn't our heart just a muscular structure that pumps blood to all parts of the body?
Yes, of course. But that is the physical heart.
Mm-hmm.
Swami says that he lives in our spiritual heart.
Oh.
The heart from which we express feelings such as love, compassion and empathy. But the physical heart is equally important too.
Oh yes. Children, it is one of the most phenomenal machines man has ever known. It goes non-stop for so many years with unbelievable efficiency.
So, we started the program with the spiritual heart. Shall we learn something about the physical heart as well? So, be ready to put on your scientific caps, because we have Dr. Lata Shri, who is going to give us an interesting and crisp description of the heart and the other parts of our body that go with it.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram children, today we shall see some interesting facts about the organ in the human body, which is a self-generating pump and a dynamo. Though this organ is only of the size of a closed fist, it beats about 100,000 times every day and sends about 2,000 gallons of blood surging through the whole body. This mighty organ has the task to keep the blood flowing in about 60,000 miles of blood vessels throughout the body. This wonderful creation of God is the human heart. The heart is a muscular structure. It is located on the left side, inside the chest cavity. it is protected by a sac called the pericardium, which keeps the heart lubricated, so it helps to prevent friction between the ever-beating heart and its surrounding structures. The heart has four chambers, the right atrium, the right ventricle, the left atrium, and the left ventricle. The atria are the upper chambers, and they are smaller than the ventricles, which are the lower chambers of the heart. The wall of the atria is also thinner and less muscular compared to that of the ventricles. This is because the main function of the atria is to receive blood and send it to the ventricles, whereas the ventricles have the big task of pumping the blood to the lungs and also to all parts of the body. I will briefly tell you about the blood circulation that takes place in our body. The deoxygenated blood, in layman's term, it is called the impure blood, is received by the right atrium through two big veins called the superior vena cava and the inferior vena cava. The right atrium and then pumps this deoxygenated blood into the left ventricle. From the left ventricle, the blood goes to the lungs through a vessel called the pulmonary trunk. It is in the lungs that carbon dioxide from the blood is released and oxygen is absorbed into the blood. So the blood is purified in the lungs, and this blood now becomes oxygen-rich blood or oxygenated blood. The oxygenated blood then comes back to the heart, this time to the left atrium through the pulmonary veins. From the left atrium, the blood goes to the left ventricle through a valve, and the left ventricle, when it contracts, it pumps the oxygen-rich blood to all parts of the body through a very big artery, which is in fact the biggest artery in the body, called the aorta. The aorta has several branches through which oxygen and nutrition reach each and every part of the body. This is in brief the circulation in human beings. See, when we see the heart, we see both impure, that is deoxygenated, and pure or oxygen-rich blood circulating inside the heart. The same way in all of us, there are mixed feelings. Some are bad, some are good. But it is up to us to purify our bad thoughts, our bad feelings and emotions, and substitute them with good ones, purify our feelings so that only pure feelings and thoughts run through us all the time. And also Swami says, Duddu should be like Bloodu. Duddu is money and Bloodu is blood. Blood keeps on circulating. The same way money also should keep circulating, and we should never hoard money. These are some of the teachings according to Swami that we learn from our blood circulation. There are two special arteries called the coronary arteries, which run along the surface of the heart, and these provide nutrition to the heart muscle, which has to pump blood throughout the body. There is also a web of nerve tissue that runs through the heart, and this conducts complex signals which are necessary for the contraction and relaxation of the heart muscle. Whenever there is a damage to the valves in the heart or the muscles of the heart, then pumping of the blood becomes difficult. the heart has to work harder than normal to keep the circulation going, and this leads to tremendous strain on the heart and produces various kinds of heart diseases. Some of the important types of heart diseases are, the first one is the congenital heart disease. Congenital heart disease is due to a defect in the structure of the heart or the blood vessels associated with the heart. In layman's term, these defects are referred to as a hole in the heart, and these are present at birth. Due to this congenital defect, blood circulation through the heart can be hampered, and this abnormal blood flow can produce a heart disease. Some of these defects can be surgically very successfully corrected, and Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, both at Puttaparthi and Whitefield, Bangalore, provide these surgeries at absolutely free of cost, and these procedures are highly complicated and specialized ones, and they are also very expensive. Some of the symptoms of congenital heart disease are, the body of the child could suddenly turn blue. This is called cyanosis, or there can be breathlessness in the child, or there may be poor feeding and growth in the child, or repeated lung infections. Rheumatic heart disease is another common condition in the heart, which occurs in the age group of 5 to 15 years in children. This is due to one or more attacks of a condition called rheumatic fever in childhood. Rheumatic fever usually follows a streptococcal throat infection in children, and when this infection affects the heart, it leads to inflammation of the heart. It damages the heart muscle, the heart valves, and even the pericardium sometimes. So the blood flow through the heart and blood vessels suffers, and the heart disease develops. Rheumatic heart disease is mostly seen in developing countries where population is more, and also there are poor socio-economic conditions and there is lack of personal hygiene. So personal hygiene in children is very, very important to prevent infections. Hypertensive heart disease is a condition which is seen in people with high blood pressure. The blood is pumped through the blood vessels with excessive force in those with high blood pressure, and this can lead to enlargement of the heart and failure of the heart. Ischemic heart disease or coronary heart disease is another important heart condition. When the coronary arteries which supply the heart muscle are narrowed, then blood flow is reduced. Ischemia means lack of blood flow. This can lead to problems in the heart musculature, and mild ischemic changes can cause a chest pain, which is called anginal pain. When the blood flow is completely stopped due to a block in the coronary arteries, then that part of the heart muscle which is supplied by that artery completely dies and produces irreversible damage in the heart, and this is known as heart attack. Some of the important symptoms of this type of heart disease are chest pain, especially radiating to the left shoulder, and breathlessness which increase over a period of time. And when there is heart attack, the patient can suddenly collapse, he can have profuse sweating and very severe chest pain. These are some of the important symptoms of the heart ailments that should be picked up early, and the patient must be immediately rushed to a hospital for immediate medical attention. That's all for the day. Jai Sai Ram.
Wow, we learned a lot of important things from the doctor, didn't we?
Yes, of course, Prem.
But children, doesn't it only goes to show what a beautiful creation this human body of ours is?
Just think of it, children. If we make a beautiful painting or write a nice poem, we feel so proud of our achievement. But God, who has created such an amazing machine called the human body, filled with so many wondrous organs and systems, doesn't even mind when we hardly acknowledge this creation.
Yes, no wonder Swami would say that the human body is God's greatest miracle. And it is important to always remind ourselves that we may be very intelligent, very talented, but nothing too great that we can be proud of. In fact, it is said that the more we learn, the more we study, the more we gain knowledge, the more humble we must all become.
And children, even great scholars and artists sometimes fall prey to pride. Do you know that the great warrior Arjuna too had moments such as these?
But if we can remind ourselves again and again that we are just instruments through which God performs acts, we can automatically learn and express humility.
And talking about Arjuna, shall we listen to a beautiful story from the Mahabharata? When Arjuna for a moment was so proud that another great person came to put him in his place. It's a very nice story. As always, Sumana Madam is going to tell us the story. Come, let's listen.
Sairam children, you all know about our two great epics, the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. These two great epics took place during two different times or ages or yugas. But children, there are a few characters who are present during both the yugas. And our mischievous Lord Hanuman is one of them.
Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman, Veera Hanuman, Veera Hanuman, Veera Hanuman, Veera Hanuman, Balabhima Hanuman.
In the Mahabharata times, a mega war called Kurukshetra War took place. In that war, the Pandavas won under the leadership of Arjuna. The master of masters, Lord Krishna, was his charioteer. And on top of that chariot, flapped a flag on which was seated our dear Lord Hanuman. Today, let us hear the story behind how Lord Hanuman came to be present on that flag of Arjuna's chariot. The Mahabharata story goes like this. Arjuna, the greatest archer, was once going on a pilgrimage. After covering various shrines, he reached Rameshwaram in South India. Rameshwaram is a very holy place because during the age of Ramayana, the Treta Yuga, Lord Rama had established a Shivalinga there. He was seeking the blessings of Lord Shiva before commencing his journey to Lanka. He had to rescue his wife Sita. With the help of the army of monkeys and bears, a bridge of stones was constructed across the vast ocean to Lanka. In the next Dwapara Yuga, Arjuna, who was visiting Rameshwaram, was looking in amazement at that very same remains of that stone bridge. He wondered aloud, if Rama was really a great archer, then why did he have to rely on creatures like monkeys and bears just to build a bridge? Why couldn't he have instead bridged the distance with arrows? Lord Hanuman, who happened to be there at that time, heard this. He understood the arrogance of Arjuna. And before this pride could lead to his downfall in the Mahabharata war, the all-knowing Hanuman decided to teach Arjuna a lesson. Hanuman, disguised as a tiny monkey, all of a sudden appeared before him. He told, "A bridge of arrows? Ha! Let me see if you can build a bridge of arrows that can withstand at least my weight, puny as I am." Arjuna, not aware of the tiny monkey's true identity, mocked at it and readily accepted the challenge. An overconfident Arjuna pledged, "O monkey, in no time I shall build a bridge of arrows, and if it fails to bear your weight, then I will immolate myself by jumping into fire." The monkey agreed. Arjuna had a special magical quiver which gave an inexhaustible supply of arrows. And in no time, he had laid a bridge of arrows across the ocean. But no sooner had the monkey put his foot onto it, and the bridge collapsed. Not able to believe this, Arjuna built it a second time. And again, the bridge gave way under the monkey's weight. Puny monkey. Arjuna's pride was hurt. So an ashamed Arjuna decided to end his life as per the agreement. Not wasting any more time, he prepared a pyre, and just as he was about to step into it and give up his life, when suddenly a youth held him back. He stopped him and asked, "What are you about to do, O mighty prince?" But an adamant Arjuna said, "I do not wish to continue with this life, now that I have faced with such great shame." That unknown youth would not listen as well. He argued, saying, "Who was there to see if the challenger, this monkey, was playing fair? Did you have an umpire, a referee? A contest without a judge is meaningless. So construct another bridge, and this time I shall be the judge." Neither Arjuna nor the monkey could refute the youth's argument, and so they got ready for a third round. Now Arjuna had started gaining some confidence in the presence of that youth. He built a third bridge. "There, try and cross it now," the youth told the monkey. The monkey happily obliged. He walked on. But this time, the bridge did not collapse. It was solid. He began to jump on the bridge, but it still did not collapse. It stayed strong. The monkey was surprised. "Let me take on the form I took while leaping across the ocean to Lanka," he thought. And he was large as a mountain now. Arjuna was awestruck. It was then he realized that his challenger was none other than the great Hanuman himself. He bowed his head in reverence, realizing that sooner or later his bridge would succumb to the strength of the great monkey. His foolishness in assuming that a bridge of arrows would bear warriors like Hanuman became quite apparent to him. He was humbled. However, the bridge still did not collapse, not even under the weight of the now gigantic Hanuman. Arjuna was puzzled. There seemed to be no logical explanation as to why the bridge hadn't broken yet. Something mysterious about this youth, he thought. And apparently, Hanuman couldn't fathom the things either. He began jumping on the bridge, but it still wouldn't yield. All the while, the youth was smiling. Then, in a moment of enlightenment, it struck both the participants of the contest that their judge was no ordinary youth. Arjuna and Hanuman fell at his feet, and lo, Lord Krishna was standing before them. Hanuman immediately recognized his Rama in the form of Lord Krishna. I protected your bridge from collapsing, Arjuna. But may this be a lesson in humility for you. Then Krishna embraced both Arjuna and Hanuman and told Arjuna that it was not wise to be proud of knowledge and skills one has acquired. Hanuman also wanted to teach this important lesson before the epic war. Arjuna realized his arrogance and asked for forgiveness. Now Hanuman too felt remorse for making Arjuna feel so incompetent. And as an act of repentance, he promised Arjuna to stabilize and protect his chariot during the battle that was imminent. Lord Krishna blessed Hanuman saying, "So be it. You shall be present on the banner of Arjuna's chariot when he rides out to do the battle in the great war of his age that is to come." You know, children, that the Kurukshetra war lasted 18 days. Then, after the war had ended, on the 18th day, Lord Krishna asked Arjuna to step out of the chariot first. After Arjuna stepped out, then Lord Krishna got down and thanked Hanuman for being there till the end. So Lord Hanuman bowed and left the chariot. As soon as Hanuman left, the chariot caught fire. It was all ablaze. Arjuna was shocked to see this. Lord Krishna explained to Arjuna that the chariot would have been burnt long ago if Lord Hanuman was not protecting it against the celestial weapons. Lord Hanuman was taking all the negative effect on himself while on war, sitting on the flag on Arjuna's chariot. Had Arjuna got down last from the chariot, he would have turned to ashes in a moment. But the ever-loving Lord Krishna and Hanuman were protecting him. So children, wondering why God had planned this episode? You say hitting two birds with one stone? Likewise, our Lord achieves multiple targets with one small act of intervention. Firstly, Arjuna's overconfidence in his mastery over archery had to be removed. Arjuna had to understand that he was a hero only because of the Lord. And without God, he was a big zero. All our achievements in life are like zeros. There can be innumerable zeros, no use. But when we put the digit 1 in front of all those zeros alone, value comes. Isn't it? God is like that digit 1, which gives value to any number of zeros. That digit 1 is attributes of God like truthfulness, humility, sharing, loving others. Only this gives value to all the achievements. Secondly, Lord Krishna had to bless his dear devotee Hanuman and make him realize that he is his very own Rama. Then, this incident also paved the way for the foolproof plan of the Lord in the future Kurukshetra war. Arjuna was protected from the front by Lord Krishna and from above by Lord Hanuman from the enemies. The good has to come victorious, right? Children, hope you enjoyed this wonderful story of our Lord Sai Krishna. Sai Ram.
மனோஜவம் மாருத துல்ய வேகம் ஜிதேந்திரியம் புத்தி மதாமரிஷ்டம் வாதாத்மஜம் வானரயூத முக்கியம் ஸ்ரீராமதூதம் சரணம் பிரபத்யே ஸ்ரீராமதூதம் சரணம் பிரபத்யே ஸ்ரீராமதூதம் சரணம் பிரபத்யே.
वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा अति बलवंता हनुमंता अति बलवंता हनुमंता केसरी नंदन अंजनि पुत्रा केसरी नंदन अंजनि पुत्रा जय हो जय हो पवन कुमारा 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 वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा अति बलवंता हनुमंता केसरी नंदन अंजनी पुत्रा जय हो जय हो पवन कुमारा
Wow, that was a very, very interesting story, wasn't it? Just like all the stories from the Mahabharata, we hope Sumna Madam will get us more such interesting stories from the Mahabharata.
And children, the lesson was important too, wasn't it? Humility is very, very important virtue, children. You all have some talent or the other, I'm sure. If you manage to cultivate this quality, which is so dear to Swami too, not only will you become a more beautiful and pleasant person for those around you, but you will be more qualified for greater knowledge and talents too.
Do you know the great composer Saint Tyagaraja sang, Yandaro Mahanubhavulu Andariki Vandanamulu, meaning there are so many great people in this world. I bow down and salute all of them.
Swami would say, if you feel you are intelligent, remind yourself there are so many others who are more intelligent. If you feel you are good looking, there are so many more who are more beautiful. You must only say, thank you Swami, you have given me this gift. I am so grateful for this, I wish to humbly offer it back to you.
This is very important, children, because you all are already so talented and you are going to learn so much more. When I say all of you are so talented, I really mean it, you know. Each time we speak to one of you children in our studio, we are so surprised.
Yes, yes. And this time too, we spoke to a child who was so bright and talented. She is Sushmita from Vizag. And now she is studying in the 7th standard. And interestingly, this was her first trip to Prashanthi Nilayam. Shall we listen to the conversation Ganesh had with this bright little kid?
Sairam, dear listeners, and Sairam to all the children. Today we have a very, very special guest in our studios to talk to all of us and of course, most importantly, to all the children who are listening to this program. Sairam Sushmita.
Sairam.
So, can you please introduce yourself to all our listeners?
And definitely. My name is Sushmita. I am presently studying in 7th class.
Mm.
I live in Visakhapatnam. I was born in Bangalore. My favorite hobby is singing, drawing, dancing. I like to visit gardens. And if the environment is pleasant, I feel very happy.
Oh. So we came to know that you are coming here to Prashantilayam for the first time.
Yes.
So, what was the inspiration behind coming to Prashantilayam? Can you please tell?
The inspiration is my teacher. She was like, if I come to Prashantilayam, it would be my turning point of my singing career. So, after my exams, I directly rushed out here.
When did you come here?
Just 2-3 days back.
Okay. So, how did you feel like in Prashantilayam? When you entered the mandir, when you entered Swami's bhajan hall or prayer hall, what was your feeling?
Kind of slight vibrations. I couldn't feel it the first time. After taking the blessings, sitting, meditating, when the mantra was being chanted, I had a very good experience.
What was that experience? Can you please share it with us?
I saw a lotus and it was a blur movement on that lotus. I couldn't think what that image was. It was a bit difficult to recognize. But I could see different colors, flowers, rainbows, very pleasant atmosphere. I like this place so much. I wanted to come after completing my 15 days new school. I thought of coming here again.
So you want to apply here for your next standard?
Yes.
We have come to know that you are a very, very good singer, and listeners, here is a child prodigy for us in music. Could you tell us how and when did you start learning music?
I started learning music in LKG.
At the age of?
Age LKG 3 and a half, 4, around that time.
So, how did you feel when you, as a child, when you entered into music? What was your first feeling?
Like, I did not have any feeling. I was not that aware of that music sense and all. I had a voice. I was singing, that's it. After, when I was 6 or 7, I had kind of awareness. Until then, it was just plain. I had a voice, I'm singing, that's it.
So, from whom did you learn music?
My teacher, Sri Akondi Venkat Rao Garu, he is presently my devotional teacher, who is teaching me Kannada, the language Kannada songs, and going with all the devotional songs written by ancient writers. The devotional songs were about 100, and the Kannada songs were 40 to 50 songs. So, BH Anuradha ma'am, now she is teaching me on Skype online classes, and I'm going to Akondi Venkat Rao sir for devotional classes.
So do you remember the first song that you learnt?
I remember it very well. It's Itti Muddula Adi Balu.
Can you please sing that for us?
ఇట్టి ముద్దులాడి బాలుడేడవాడు వాణి బట్టి తెచ్చి పొట్ట నిండ పాలు ఓయరే. ఇట్టి ముద్దులాడి బాలుడేడవాడు వాణి బట్టి తెచ్చి పొట్ట నిండ పాలు ఓయరే. కామిడై పారిదెంచి కాగిడి వెన్నెలలోన చేమ పువ్వు కడియాల చేయి వేటి. కామిడై పారిదెంచి కాగిడి వెన్నెలలోన చేమ పువ్వు కడియాల చేయి వేటి. చీమ కుట్టెన నీతన చెక్కిట కన్నీరు జార. చీమ కుట్టెన నీతన చెక్కిట కన్నీరు జార. వేమరువా పోవు వాణి వెడ్డు పెట్టరే. ఇట్టి ముద్దులాడి బాలుడేడవాడు వాణి బట్టి తెచ్చి పొట్ట నిండ పాలోయరే.
Do you know the meaning of the song?
When I learned it, I did not know.
I know that. Everybody can understand that you didn't know the meaning when you learned the song. But afterwards, when you kept practicing it, did you ever go through the meaning of that song?
My teacher, when I was practicing, she gradually explained me that to get the feeling, you need to learn the meaning of the song.
Yes.
So, the song is all about how he, his silly acts, and how cute he was. It expressed all that. Because of that, I felt a little bit happy that it was my first song or something. I had a good feeling that time. That is kind of my first awareness.
Regarding singing. So later on, as you joined school, what are the different kinds of music you have learnt?
Different kinds of music. In our school, being an English medium school, mostly Western music was practiced.
Okay.
And for every festival, slokas, these Astoma, Sadgamaya, all familiar slokas that we know, were followed.
Can you please sing one English song for us?
The most popular school in our composition in our school, made by my Western music teacher, Mr. Paul sir. I'll sing that for you.
Sure.
When the morning ends, that's when I awake, this my player will be. God, I want to be kind and true in everything that I do. Help me to be faithful in everything I do. And make this world a happy place to live. And make this world a happy place to live.
Very nicely sung. Sushmita, just before we started this interview, you were telling that you had prepared a lot for this interview. Yesterday when I told you that I'm going to interview tomorrow, you were so tensed and you went into all the websites and checked for the recent general knowledge questions around. So, what was the feeling that was going through you when we told you that we are going to interview you?
No one interviewed me. So, I kind of, I tried to interview myself. What is your name? This, that.
Okay.
I was very tense. This is my first time coming here. And the first time I got my recording also. And the next day, it's an interview and I was so tensed. I literally thought it was a GK test or something. If I don't win, they'll do something or what. I had a feeling. After coming here, you explained me what it was. I felt a bit relieved. After reading all those GK questions, my mind was blank. I don't remember anything. I'm very tensed. It made me all that.
So you thought I'll ask you about Swami and his teachings and all that.
I did not think that you'll ask about Swami's teachings. Morning when I was going through some websites, I just found it, I felt it interesting and I just read it.
So what did you see in all those pages what you read about Swami? What did you feel interesting in all those things?
His poetry. The way the author described his poetry makes me feel that his poetry was so divine and he changed many people with his poetry, his songs. All that divine feeling. He showed that it is the easiest way to reach God. That's what I felt very interesting. New thing.
You asked me one question about Krishna and Shiva and what was that? Can you please just explain to us?
Question like Swami most of the times was described with just similar to Krishna because when he opened his mouth, his mother saw the whole universe. And he sung so well, just like Krishna, how his flute was so melodious. So the author described him many times with Krishna, so sometimes with Shiva. So I felt that, is he the incarnation of Vishnu, Shiva, who? Just a small doubt.
Swami is called Sarva Devata Atita Swarupa. All forms are his, all names are his. Okay. So that's what drew you close to him. So that was the magnetic part. Did ever Swami ask you to come here?
No.
So you got invitation from Swami through your teacher, right?
Yes. I did not get any personal invitation like Swami talking to me in dream or nothing.
You coming here is an invitation?
Yeah.
And as soon as you saw the place and getting interested in the place, feeling those good vibrations, we have never heard a child telling us that when she closed her eyes, he or she, when they closed their eyes, they could see some divine thing happening in their imagination.
But I was not clear with everything. Just the lotus was clear. Everything else was blur. I could not see. I could not imagine. After some time, it just faded away and nothing appeared. This was blue flowers, white, blue, different colors.
You know what that lotus represents?
No idea.
When you read about Prashantiralayam, when you see around Prashantiralayam, you will come to know what exactly that lotus means. In every place, Swami had installed lotuses all around. If you go and see, that is the basic thing which Swami had done to the entire constructions. You were telling one more thing about all the buildings and all that. Can you please tell us?
The architecture was different from the places I've seen.
Hmm.
This kind of, they mix the old Indian architecture.
Hmm.
That was so interesting. I felt the architecture was so beautiful.
Hmm.
And the places which I saw were very different from the places which I lived, I saw.
Hmm.
No place was so interesting a person could enjoy a very, very happily over here. Hmm. That's what I felt.
See, this lotus, what you were talking about and what you imagined, that represents the heart. Okay. So, you were seeing, you were able to see your heart where Swami himself is seated. So, Swami tells God resides in your heart. So, that is the living place of God. Body is the temple of God. So, your heart is the throne of Swami.
Hmm.
So, He's already occupied it in the first instance itself. Huh? So, He has invited you to His place and you have come all the way from Vishakhapatnam to have His darshan, to sing for Him. Can you please sing one more song for us?
Right.
Any Annamacharya Kirtana or any
classical
type? Yes, one classical song.
Saranu Gajamukakuvahana Saranu Suragana Sevita Saranu Sakala Vishtadayaka Saranu Vigna Vinayaka Saranu Gajamukha Kuvahana Saranu Suragan Sevita Hema Khachita Kirita Kundala Kamita Faladayaka Hema Khachita Kirita Kundala Kamita Faladayaka Amita Saulabhya Prabala Sastro Dhamma Vidya Saranide Amita Saulabhya Prabala Sastro Dhamma Vidya Saranide Saranu Gajamukha Kuvahana Saranu Suragan Sevita
So very beautifully sung. What else to ask you? We feel that you know everything.
I don't know most of the things.
So you want to join the school?
Yes. So first when I come here, it's a village, what can I do there? I had a feeling.
Hmm.
So after coming here, I was so interested about this place.
Hmm.
I made my will, I should come here, I should study here.
So will you not miss all those posh places in Vishakhapatnam, those big buildings and those beaches in Vizag?
I'm more fascinated to these than that.
Oh, very good.
So, I feel like studying here.
So, what is your daily routine at home?
Daily routine is very boring.
Uh-huh.
So, morning coming, early morning I go to school. Afternoon I come, I eat, I do some work, watch TV, study, sleep.
So, when do you get time to practice music?
Practice music Sundays, Saturdays, 2 days of week,
so
like that.
With just 2 days of practice a week, you are able to sing so well. So if you practice daily, so you can imagine how much of improvement you will have.
Yes, I will improve. My mother also insisted me many times that you should practice, make time, thinking. I should make time. I must make time. I'll change my daily routine this year. I plan for that. If I come here, I'll be the most happiest person. If it's postponed next year.
Once you come here, it'll automatically change.
Yes.
Hmm.
If I postpone there, I'll make some of the other time to practice.
Hmm. So what is your goal in life?
Like goal?
Hmm. Everybody has a goal, right? I want to become a doctor. I want to become something. I want to become a singer or...
I have not come to a clarity yet.
Huh.
No clarity.
Why?
Yeah, I am a very disturbed-minded person. So whatever, if I see a movie with an actress being a doctor, I want to be a doctor.
Mm.
If I see a hero being something kind of a devotional person, I'll be a devotional person.
Mm.
My mind changes every day, and so I've not come to any clarity until now.
So you're trying to understand what you want to do. Good. So what message do you have to all our children who are listening to this program? See, they are listening to you for the first time.
Yes.
They are listening to your songs for the first time. And you are coming here for the first time. So yes. What's your message to them? And to those children who have not come to Prashanthalyam?
Please come here. If you come here, you will really, what I felt, it is a very divine experience. If every child has the same feeling or experience, he or she, his goals or his kind of sadness or something, anything can be... It's a place where every person has to visit, has to live. And Swami is a person, I can't kind of tell about him. But everyone should see him. Even if I couldn't see him, I can see the divinity inside him.
Thanks a lot. Can we, if you don't mind, can we just end with one more song? One classical song? Or one light music song? Which is your favorite?
My favorite?
Yes.
I'm thinking. I'm having many favorite songs. Most of the songs are my favorite. Thinking it's a bit difficult.
Yeah, no problem. You can sing whatever you like the most.
Karuna jalade dasarade kamaniyanana sugunanidhe. Karuna jaladhe dasaradhe kamaniyanana sugunanidhe. Nimayamega ilanu, nimayamega ilanu, yemanine durudunu, nimayame ilanu emanine durudunu. Karuna jalade dasarade kamaniyanana sugunanide. Tamalo melaguchu nundure, tamalo melaguchu nundure, tarakarupuni kandure, tarakarupuni kandure. Karuna jalade dasarade kamaniyanana sugunanide. Bhagavat prahlada hitarama, Bhagavat prahlada hitarama, bhavuka tyaga rajanuta, bhavuka tyaga rajanuta. Karuna jalade dasarade kamaniyanana sugunanide. Karuna jalade dasarade kamaniyanana sugunanide.
Thanks a lot, Sushmita, for all your time.
You're welcome.
And your voice. Hope our children will enjoy very lovely song of yours. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
And we all, children, all of us will pray that Swami blesses Sushmita with whatever she wants and make her happy, happy and happy. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Thank you.
Wow. I enjoyed that conversation so much, and I'm sure children, you will agree with me. Sushmita spoke so well. Needless to say, she sang so very well.
Children, you have no idea how much we enjoy talking to you children in our studios. So if any one of you are planning a visit to Prashanthi, we will be delighted to have a chat with you.
Yes, of course, children. But right now, it is time for us to go. But not without promising to be back next week, same time, that's 7:30 p.m. next Thursday.
And till we are back, as always, be good children. And definitely, don't forget to enjoy your vacation. Sai Ram, children.
Sai Ram, children.